Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. It is a blessing, a thorough blessing to serve the Lord our God and King. He has so much to say to his people who love him, who seek him to know him. When I think about the love of God, he treasures his people. He loves us very much. And people born in sin are not the easiest people to win because of the world system. But God, our God, is long-suffering, which means he's very patient and he loves us very much. And he's done many things to help us out. Beginning with Christ, with Jesus Christ. He sent his only begotten Son, and his only begotten Son was willing to come and lay his whole life down for us. And his blood is holy before the Lord. And the Lord takes holy things serious. And because his love is so great, he's very long-suffering and patient with us. The Lord our God thinks of everything. He knew that he would have to be long-suffering with mankind, if mankind would survive long enough for him to be saved. And then the Lord had to endure the duration of grace. And before that, he had to endure men attempting to operate according to the law, which they had no hope of fulfilling. No man could fulfill the law. And the Lord was patient, long-suffering. And then the duration of grace, which is about 2,000 years, or maybe a little more in our way we measure time, is 2 days. That's like 2 days God had to be long-suffering with mankind. Because 1,000 years to God is like 1 day. And 1 day is like 1,000 years. 1 day with the Lord is like we measure it, to us it'll be like 1,000 years, but the way the Lord's mind is, it's only like a 24-hour period to us. Now, when he said in November that of 2017, that his return is imminent, that means any moment. And he said in time for us to to prepare and to warn people and help people understand. I'm not a date setter, and I don't know how to set the time. God is perfect. I trust the Lord that the day that God said is perfect. He already set a date because he told me he did. That's why I believe it. That's why I preach it. And that day is coming up just like the next horizon. It's coming. But I'm pointing out that the Lord is long-suffering with people. Very patient. People do things and say things that shouldn't be done and said. But God is very gracious, very merciful, and very long-suffering. Sometimes I get concerned because of the things people do and the things that they say and jokes that they make. I do. I really get concerned. And I want my friends to make heaven. I want them to be raptured with the church. And I want to be raptured. And I thank God for his grace and mercy. And I fear God. I said, Lord, bless me not to do anything offensive in your sight. Help me understand it so I can destroy whatever I need to destroy out of my life. Everything that's not like God has got to go. I've been saying that for years. So that I don't, to make sure I don't try to hold on to something I shouldn't. I want to serve God with all that's within me. Nothing. I don't want anything to remind him of Satan's ways in me. I want to be like Jesus, not Satan. I want to do what Lucifer did. I want to follow him. I want to follow Jesus and do all that's in his heart. So one of the fruits of the Spirit is to be long-suffering. And these are tools we can use. I desire to be long-suffering with people. When he first taught me how to love people, when he gave me an in-depth teaching of loving others, I said, I'm going to do this. I got excited about loving people. I said, I'm going to represent Jesus to everybody. And I did all right. I can't say perfect, but I tried hard. And I want to know God. I still want to do what he said to me in every way and in every category. But one thing about the Lord is he's not out to get us. He's out to help us live. And the way we evaluate performance and the way God evaluates performance is different. Men will love you if you love them. People will be kind to you if you do what they want you to do. If you're doing the things that they desire, they'll love you or they'll appreciate you and they'll be glad you did it. But the Lord is different. He desires you to be dedicated. He desires you to perform well in earth, to not be a spot or wrinkle, but with your whole life be holy. And he desires you to do the wonderful things. And people put high stock in how often they go to church, how often they study, how often they pray. But the Lord loves you beyond all that. If you do everything you're supposed to, he loves you. And if you don't do anything you're supposed to, his love is still real. And it's still strong towards you. And he will still bless you if he can and help you see better. Now, the book of Jonah, the Lord put forth a lot of effort to get Jonah to preach in Nineveh. And Jonah didn't want to go. He wanted them to be judged. And sometimes the people of God desire the judgment on the world. And some people will love to see the judgment of God on people in the world until it happens. And then they'll be brokenhearted because they'll start seeing things from a God's eye view instead of just a man's eye view. The same people that hurt them desperately, that hurt them in a great way and gave them misery, they've done, if they look over the course of their life, they've done the same thing. Or they've done similar things that hurt others. And God forgave them. They received salvation. They received forgiveness. And then they learn to heal. And they see how God was long-suffering with them when they were contrary. And then people that never made up their mind to follow Jesus, they get judged and they go through all this misery. They're going to start crying because they will say, well, if I had just done my part, some of these people may have lived. And that's true. Your influence means a lot. Never underestimate the influence you have. See, when you're around and when you go to heaven, you're surrounded by strength and faith. And everything is very encouraging, and you'll know that you can do all things through Christ. Well, the Word of God tells us that now. And right now we can do all things through Christ. Even loving our brother, even being long-suffering. Which is not always the easiest thing to do, but we can get it done and we can win souls. And there's so much joy in doing things according to God's Word. And you don't have to buckle down under the pressure of the world. and cheat and lie, steal, and do things that's not godly. You don't have to have fear anymore. You don't have to have, you can have full courage in life. And you can go forward. You don't have to settle for the rudiments of this world. But you can enjoy the kingdom of God in great measure. And you can receive the joy of God's salvation. You can receive great blessings. And the enemy tries to throw mud on the vision of God, make it look miserable. But God is not miserable. Following God is not miserable. But when people get saved, they see it. They sense it. They sense the ways of heaven and the kindness of God, and they love it. Now, if you adopt the ways of God, if you let the ways of God be yours, you can do the same thing. You can forgive sins too. You can encourage life in others. You can point out people's blessings. You can point out people's, the gifts people have. You can bring attention to their strengths and not their weaknesses, because you love them. And the Lord will be long-suffering to help them, just like he was long-suffering to help you. And the more people God forgives people, and then he treats them with grace and favor and long-suffering, the more they'll understand to do the same things for others. And 1 Peter teaches us how to love others just like God loves us, and seek to be a blessing to others just as God is seeking to be a blessing to us. And it's beautiful. The life of God is unmatched. He loves us, and I love him. I also love his people. I love his word. I love his will. I love his understanding. And I love his people. Everything about God is holy and loving. And I do not regret my stance and position to do these things. I seek to fulfill my calling. And I want to see the mighty move of God firsthand. I want to fulfill all that's in his heart and leave nothing undone, because the Lord our God is worthy to be praised. And he's going to help us do the greater things in life that we need to do, that we want to do. And he's going to help us to inspire those that we love. And he's coming soon. His return is very soon. Very soon. And he's going to help us go forward in him. There's nothing in this world system that can compare to the love of God. All the favorable things that we love to and enjoy and partake of, the best things in life, they can't compare with knowing God. And we're going to live forever in his presence. And that's a wonderful thing to have. We're going to find out what a day is like to God. We're going to see the same day he sees. And over time, eventually, 1,000 years will be just like one day to us. Because we're going to be able to consider more. And our interest will be piqued in certain things, parts of creation that God has blessed us to be interested in. But everything the Lord has to say is a blessing. And it's supposed to be a blessing. And I thank God that I'm blessed by him. I want more of God. I want all this. I want to do all this in his heart. I want to please him well. I want a new anointing. whatever I need, I want it to do the work of the ministry, to do the work that God has given me to do. And I want to see the blessings of God on others, many others. And it's all in following Him and cooperating with the Holy Spirit. There are people all over the world that listen to the Word of God on these broadcasts. And I know because the Lord taught me that. He showed it to me. He helped me understand that God is good. Very long-suffering. He's a blessing to everybody. Not just one race, not just two. Every race. Whoever believes on Jesus, they will be saved. And set free, and they'll be blessed. And they'll be able to do all that's in God's heart and their will. Good teaching makes the difference. The way we learn, the wrong things we may pick up along the way, they slow us down. But the right things, they build us up. The Word of God builds us up. All of it. They are testaments. And He loves us. Full time. All the time. In every way He loves us. And just like one day you will see Him face to face, He'll see us face to face. And the Lord our God can talk. He's going to say wonderful things that we need to know. And He's going to help us see things we never thought about. And I'm going to rejoice forever. And I want everybody that will believe on Christ to believe so that they can go forward. Because God is good and long-suffering, He will reveal it to you. And I know Him. He will reveal what blesses you the most. And He wants you to understand His ways and partake of His knowledge and enjoy His presence. Now, in His presence, things will be revealed to you about you. Because whenever you step in the greater light, it shines greater and better. And you'll know where you are in Him. You'll know where you are in His will. And I love Him. I know He has our back. I know He's watching over us to help us out. But because God was long-suffering towards me, I endeavor to be long-suffering towards others. And it's a blessing. A tremendous blessing. Those who act on God's word and partake of His kindness and ask questions and receive answers. Not just ask questions and walk away, but receive answers however they come and even whenever they come. When people do this, they grow from glory to glory. And when people do something else, everything changes. The Lord doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He desires to be a blessing and our source of encouragement. He paid a high cost to give us all these blessings that He's so wonderfully multiplied to us. And I thank the Lord for it. We will see His return. We will be caught up together with Him and to meet Him in the air. And I had a brother-in-law that had a vision of the rapture. I saw people disappear. And he saw the sky. And everybody, he looked outside and everybody was looking up at the sky. Now in his dream, his baby girl was missing and the house was locked from the inside. Now consider all these things. The Lord has to return soon. And his return is very soon. And he's long-suffering with his people still to the very last moment. But the Lord has to return at a certain point in time in order to keep his word and fulfill the things he's already prophesied. Now those that are left according to their heart, if they were not, if they heard about Jesus and understood and rejected him, that's not good. But some people have never understood salvation. And I believe the Lord is going to be able to save many people that haven't heard. There are always people that haven't heard, people that see what a church is and don't go in it. Some don't know what to trust. Only the Lord know how to judge. But his judgment is perfect. Everything of God is by faith. And he knows, he set things up so that we could believe by our faith. And some people, they actually believe, but they don't receive salvation. And some people, because of the love of this world, the Lord knows who's who. Some people won't, they can't see themselves doing what God expects, like I did. But the Lord is long-suffering with his people. And he deals with everybody one by one. He's not going to judge me based on what somebody else did. Or the same way he has to judge another. He judges us according to the heart. And he's long-suffering. But the word said, in the day that you hear the word of God, harden not your heart. Because when people harden their heart, and they choose to not listen, then there's not much God can do in that situation. But nevertheless, the Lord loves us all. And he's very long-suffering. When we stand before him, we'll know for a fact that he really tried to help us out. Whether we go to heaven or whether we end up in hell, we'll know for a fact that he did what he could do to help us out. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move all throughout your life. He will help you as much as you'll let him. He'll help you as much as you'll believe him. Taking him at his word is the key, because the Lord can operate by our faith. He can really help us out as we take him at his word by faith. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.